President Obama today created a new interagency group to coordinate oil and gas development in Alaska. It pulls together top officials from agencies like the Energy Department and the Environmental Protection Agency and calls upon them to meet periodically to share information, get on the same page with permitting, and look to long-term planning. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The new group will be led by Interior Department Deputy Secretary David Hayes. His goal is to get the federal agencies on the same page.
First, we are going to facilitate orderly and efficient decision-making processes by making sure that agencies are working together as we evaluate permits and conduct rigorous environmental reviews for onshore and offshore energy development projects in Alaska.
President Obama first announced plans in the spring for an interagency coordination group on Alaskan development. It's an idea that Senator Mark Begich had pushed. On Tuesday, the White House released an executive order, making it official. Hayes says it gives the federal departments an organized way of working together.
This means communicating on schedules and progress on different pending decisions, sharing application process, project information, developing jointly scientific and environmental data that are needed for good decision making, pulling together cultural and traditional knowledge across our agencies that are relevant. It means making sure that we're working together as a federal family collectively to have the best information available to make the best decisions possible.
Other players at the table include deputy-level staff from the Departments of Commerce, Agriculture, Defense, and Homeland Security, and the Office of the Federal Coordinator for Gas Projects, Larry Persily. Persily says there's certainly no downside to working together.
Coordination is good. There's no doubt about that. And certainly that's what this office has been doing since it was set up. So I think we can bring that knowledge, that skill to the table. We've been living that for the past year and a half or so.
So who's not at the table is the state of Alaska. The executive order calls for the group to work with the state, local Alaskan communities, tribes, and other stakeholders. But Governor Sean Parnell released a statement expressing concern that his office isn't part of the actual working group. However, the state did just let die the program that gives it a voice with the feds. The Coastal Zone Management Program guaranteed Alaska input into federal actions on coastal development. Joe Balash with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources says this group is different.
What we're talking about here is, in this case, is an interagency work group that is actually charged with finding a way to get to yes, as opposed to imposing additional hurdles and restrictions on activities. And so it's offense versus defense, I guess, is probably the best way to, or easiest way to describe it.
Just how much the interagency coordination will change things in Alaskan oil and gas development is anyone's guess. But with the executive order, President Obama fulfills a request that's come in from the congressional delegation and oil and gas companies. They've complained that permits are given out too slowly. But David Hayes says this is not a one-stop shop for oil and gas companies to get the go-ahead on development.
I think what this is a one-stop shop for coordination of permitting, which is extremely important. This is, as I said before, this is not a new super permitting group. Each department will continue to be responsible for implementing its statutory obligations as Congress requires it to do. But we will have a one-stop shop for coordinating permitting of oil and gas in the Arctic, and this group will ensure that there is good coordination in that regard.
Environmentalists welcomed comments by Hayes that the coordination group won't be fast-tracking development permits. Andrew Hartzig is the Anchorage-based director of the Arctic Program at the Ocean Conservancy. He points out that the executive order calls for a safe and responsible approach to development.
In the end, federal agencies still need to do their homework, especially with respect to science and spill response, and ensure that they're making no regrets decisions about drilling in Arctic waters.
The Interior Department's David Hayes announced the new group Tuesday at a conference on oil and gas development in Washington. He took questions from the audience and other experts at the event, including Fran Ulmer, head of the Arctic Research Commission. She voiced concerns that responsible oil and gas development requires costly infrastructure and environmental investments. Ulmer used as an example the need for a new Coast Guard icebreaker, which is nowhere near becoming a reality.
It does take investment. At the very same time, time that Congress seems totally preoccupied with the debt. Not that that's not important, but there are counterbalancing interests. Could you comment, please?
Hayes admitted that some members of Congress have tried to punish the Obama administration departments with budget cuts for what they see as permit delays. He says that actually slows things down.
We're concerned about that. We're very concerned about that. The Arctic is a very good example of an area that could be affected in significant ways by budget implications.
That talk about the budget gets to the heart of the situation in Washington these days, which is in gridlock over spending. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.